Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to an episode of Driving in Cars with Comedian. I'm going to do some car reviews right now because I've had three rental cars in the past 2 weeks. It's been a blast, a lot better than my real car. So right now we are driving a Chevrolet Equinox 2021. Lovely vehicle. It is silver. My last car was a 2021 Toyota Corolla. It was all right. There was no push button to start it, so that's kind of like a no-go for me. I have standards. And before that, we had a Nissan Versa 2021. I think out of all three, I either like this Equinox, even though I'm not too fond of Chevy because of my car issues that I've been having. That's why I have all of these rental cars. But I really liked the Nissan Versa. It was cool. Had all the features. Like, all of these have, like, really big screens in them. That's cool. They all have backup cameras now. That's really important. I don't know how I've survived my whole life without one. Yeah, I feel like I'm fucking queen. I'm like, no, I need a new one. Took my car in to get repaired initially, and the engine light was on. And that time it was covered under warranty. Yes. I don't have to fucking pay for anything except for the rental car. Second time around, not covered. Literally 2 days later, the engine light goes on, and I had just picked it up from the dealership. I remember calling them on my ride home from the dealership to be like, hey, the car feels funny again. It's doing weird things. I guess the second time around, it wasn't covered. I seem to think it's the same issue, but that's beside the point. I was approved for the financing. I don't know how, but we'll worry about that when the bill comes. We're going to enjoy these nice new cars in the meantime. Ooh, there's a button on. Or a light on. There's so many features in these new cars. I feel like a fucking old lady. Well, I am, but like, yeah, there's so much new shit. Like, there's so many things to touch. It's very exciting for me. I'm doing another juice cleanse because I have to. My skin was breaking out really bad. Shout out to my esthetician, if she's listening, for fixing it, kind of. I mean, it's in the process of being fixed. Love that bitch. Had my first show the other night. It was amazing. Killed it. Murdered it. Everyone died. It was the greatest. Yeah, no, it was everything I was expecting. And more, which never happens, except for winning. I didn't win, but that's because it's rigged, right? No, I'm just kidding. Everyone who I actually listened to, there was like 15 comics on the lineup. It was my first show ever. I had the best time of my life. I got stoned with the sponsors. Trinity, shout out to them. They have good weed. I don't normally smoke weed, but it was free. And I'm Jewish, you know. But it was so much fun. We did podcasting stuff. And I tried to record. I, like, stuck my recorder back there just to, like, listen to green room conversations. But you cannot really understand anything, so I'm not going to publish it. I have a interview lined up tomorrow to record with one of the comics from the show. Fucking hilarious. I've been in it for 2 months now, so I'm ready for my Netflix special. I'm doing stand-up. On occasion, when my car is able to, like, make it down there. Now that I have a rental car, I don't really have an excuse, except for the fact that I'm lazy and old, and I don't want to be redundant with my material. Like, I want to have new stuff. I don't know when you're supposed to switch it up. Like, if you're still getting laughs, I assume you keep it, right? Like, there's going to be some people who haven't heard it. I know a lot of people have heard it, but they're still laughing, so I'm going to keep those ones. Yeah, I've been, like, working on my sets. I haven't been publishing them because I've just been, like, negligent with bringing my recorder on stage or whatever next to the stage to record it, to publish it. But also, like, you should have fucking been there, you know? I invited everybody. I told you about it. I don't know why you weren't there. I had three friends there, though, which was cool because I didn't even know I had three friends. That was really nice and supportive of them to be there for me. If you weren't able to make it, you can go fuck yourself, Haley. And if you missed it, like, sucks to suck. Because I'm not publishing it because I forgot to take the recorder with me to the stage. It was, like, in the green room. And you could hear people, like, talking over my set in the green room the whole fucking time. You can hear some laughs, though, like, muffled. I might publish it, but probably not. I got one subscriber now, so that's cool. And if you would like to help me get back on the road again with my shitty old car, your donations would be appreciated and I would be very thankful. Also, if you do book comedy shows, I need something to look forward to. So if you want to book me and pay for my travel, I'd be happy to attend. Let's see, any more updates? So I got my recording tomorrow, did my first show, did my car reviews. I think that pretty much covers it, but I'm just going to keep talking because, yeah, I don't know how to stop. I got a job interview soon. So that's going to suck if I get it. But, like, I need a job, you know, because the whole unemployment cliff is about to fall. That's what I check the news for, is, like, I would like to know how the government is going to help me out financially, so I just look for unemployment news.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I know there is something going on in the Middle East right now, but I'm not there, so I don't really know exactly. There's a lot of speculation over Biden right now in the media. Let's just, like, make this really serious. But I think that he's doing a better job than Trump would have done, and, you know, due to the circumstances, he's not doing that bad. Like, it could be worse. But we'll see in a couple weeks when my unemployment ends, if it ends. If I don't get this job, of course. So I am actively seeking employment. I'm not lazy. I've been applying. Lots of one-click applies. My thumbs hurt. It's weird, too, because they're like, one-click apply! But then you have to do all these fucking personality tests. That's not a one-click. That's like a lot of clicks. My thumbs are sore. I gotta go do thumb exercises. Oh, I got a gym membership for Planet Fitness, because it was $1 enrollment, and I'm a fat ass, so I need to use that today as well. I wanted to, like, join Equinox Gym, but my budget said Planet Fitness, so I hope no homeless people come up to me and talk to me with my earbuds in. That kind of shit keeps happening. So yeah, life's great for now. Until I have to give back this rental car. I like this one. But, yeah, I'm not really a fan of Chevy, so I'll take it, though. Like, this is a loaner vehicle. Because they had put me in a rental car. Because I was fucking pissed that I had to turn around and bring my car back the next day after they worked on it. And I was mad. And I was like, well, are you guys going to pay for the rental car this time? And they were like, well, we don't have any loaner cars available. So they had me rent a car through a rental car company, and then they called me to give me, like, the diagnosis on the car or whatever. And shit, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so they called me about the diagnosis and they were like, it's gonna be $1 million. And I was like, great, I don't know how I'm gonna cover that. But, and they were like, well, we're giving you 50% off. And I was like, okay, well, for 50% off, just fucking work on it, and I'll use the next 2 weeks to try to get money from people together. So we'll worry about that when the bill comes. That's how that works. Like, if they already do the work, and I can't pay for it, what are they going to do? Take the car back? They don't want that shitty car. It's a 2015 Chevy Cruze. Like, they're not going to want that lemon down the lot. I'll take it off their hands free of charge. They charge me nothing. Yeah, we'll worry about that later. We're going to enjoy this fucking Equinox. It's like a mini SUV type thing. It's really nice. It smells new. All three cars that I have been test driving or borrowing, I would say that Enterprise has, like, the quickest and most convenient way to rent a car is with Enterprise. 100%. They didn't even do insurance verification there. You just have to have a credit card and a driver's license, and then you're like, oh yeah, I have insurance. That's what the insurance confirmation was. So that was interesting. Go to Enterprise. Recommend them. If you need a car that will give you a lot of problems, get a Chevy Cruze. Other recommendation there. From 2015, of course. I think for my next car, if I'm ever able to, like, I don't know, keep a job for more than 5 minutes, will be a leased vehicle. I see myself living in a high-class studio apartment somewhere that's conveniently located to open mics with all of the amenities, including a dog washing facility and a leased Nissan Versa, like a 2-year lease, so I can just get a new one in 2 years. Because, damn, time fucking flies. Like, 2015, I've had that car for, like, almost a decade, right? 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, like a half of a decade. That's a long time that it's been on the road. Like, 6 years. That's a really long time. That's, like, really impressive for me. Because, like, I'm a horrible driver. So the fact that I'm able to, like, you know, have it on the road. I think I only had like one little bumper issue. Bumper bender, is that what they call them? Yeah. I think I only had one of those during my time with the vehicle. And I'm ready for a new one. I'm also ready to get paid a lot of money. So if you work for Netflix or know somebody there, could you put in a good word for me? Because I'd like a Netflix special. I don't even need a Netflix subscription. Just the special. Thanks for joining me on Driving in Cars with Comedian. This was your midweek update, and I'm working on the next real episode shortly. It will be published at some point. But this is just to hold you over. Oh, also, make sure you follow me on social media. Like, subscribe, donate, send me gifts if you want. If you want to book me for a show, that would be great. I need something to look forward to. But have a good rest of your week.